ISIS America's podcast for Friday, 2nd of March, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Lane Kelly. Hello, Lane.
Hello.
Lane covers several markets for ISIS, as well as shipping, but today we're going to zero in on a few markets which have been experiencing some recent force majeures, including acetic acid and butanediol. Lane, could you give us a brief recap of what's been happening in those markets since January and what's going on now?
Well, butanediol, which is kind of a niche product, had the largest producer, BASF, had a plant problem in January in Geismar, Louisiana. January was a tough month, very cold, a lot of weather-related issues in the U.S. Gulf region, and BASF had some plant fires, small, but they had them on two different days, and that led them to shut down the plant, and they're going to be shut down. They've been shut down since mid-January, and they will be shut down through the end of March.
What are the reasons for those two FMs? One of them is plant-related with Linde, if I'm not mistaken.
The acetic acid force majeure, which was in mid-February, was because of a pipe problem related to carbon monoxide. You have to have carbon monoxide to make acetic acid. It's a common problem with any acetic producer. Eventually, they're going to have some kind of carbon monoxide problem. This was not an explosion, but the pipe caused a big noise and it cracked, and so they got to replace that. So LyondellBasell declared force majeure. I was told that they did not expect that to last. It was going to last a matter of weeks, not months. So look for that to end sometime in mid-March.
Could you elaborate a little on the restarts? What would be the worst case scenario?
Well, I guess the worst case scenario would be they can't fix the problem and it drags on for another month or two. Acetic acid has been a market where, you know, Eastman had a big explosion at their plant complex, their headquarters, last year. And that lasted for a few months, and that really caused the market to have a scramble for material to replace what was lost in the Eastman thing. But this is not near that big. This is one plant in the Houston area, and you know, the worst case scenario, I don't see it extending more than a few weeks past. They said it was going to last a month. That would be mid-March. So worst case would be maybe April sometime.
Speaking of near future, are there any shifts coming up in either market that you're keeping an eye on? The BDO increases for April, by chance.
BDO, BASF put out a big increase for April, 10 cents a pound. They are pretty much the reason why that market is tight right now. They will be trying to get some payback for that. But that's the only one I know of. In acetic acid, there have been some small increases obtained in February, but I don't see anything on the horizon, or at least there has not been anything announced.
Thanks for the update, Lane.
You bet.
Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the BDO or acetic acid markets, or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.